Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. We were having a few little technical difficulties in the beginning there. I want to apologize to our listeners also about those technical difficulties. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. In the studio working on some graphics right now, actually.
Well, that's good. That's good. We got this, let's get it right into one of these tracks right now from you. Tell us a bit about the song, New Arrival.
New Arrival is actually just a very lyrical track. The first part of the track, I actually make a valid point about PTSD and medical marijuana and how it helps. When I reference Chris in the song, I'm referring to Chris Kyle, the Navy sniper. I felt need to use him in particular because I'm a Navy veteran myself. So when he got killed here in Texas, you know, that was something kind of personal to me. So that's why I use that as part of the lyrics for the first verse. And the second verse is just, it's a reality check. It's just telling basically where I've been and come back from.
Let's get into it right now. This is The Veteran with New Arrival.
The new arrival, call me the new arrival. By no means a preacher, but I do believe the Bible. Convicted and we stick together almost like we tribal. Not that ink up on your arm, something a little more primal. The new arrival, call me the new arrival. By no means a preacher, but I do believe the Bible. Convicted and we stick together almost like we tribal. Not that ink up on your arm, something a little more primal.
Something a little more primal, a little more real. Something more down to earth. A lot more feel, something more to the point, hit the heart of the deal. They lost the war on cannabis, it's time for repeal. Go ahead and just make it legal, you fools. How much money we really gotta lose? It ain't gonna work, what proof? Look at booze. Hemp makes anything, even laces for your shoes. I believe in the Bible, God said it's alright. Man made it illegal, so I know they ain't right. Helps everything from cancer to how you sleep at night. I bet if it was legal, Chris would be at home tonight. And they said he trying to blame the gun when it was the man. So the government is why he lost his mind in the sand. Graduate from boot camp, get a hat, shake a hand. But when you need that help, alone is where you stand.
The new arrival, call me the new arrival. By no means a preacher, but I do believe the Bible. Convicted and we stick together almost like we tribal. Not that ink up on your arm, something a little more primal. The new arrival, call me the new arrival. By no means a preacher, but I do believe the Bible. Convicted and we stick together almost like we tribal. Not that ink up on your arm, something a little more primal.
Flames coming out of my pen. As the ink leaks, I'm prepared for anything. I've been up Schitt's Creek with no paddle and some holes in the boat without a seat. Hit the bottom so hard the trash can looks like a tree. What do you know about sleeping under a bridge? What do you know about having no fridge? What do you know about having no kin, no family, no friends, no place to go in? I shook it off and got back on my feet. Then I left Tulsa, went back to Tennessee. Now 10 years of spitting, you won't ever stop me. Twitter so full of haters, go ahead and chop me. I come back every time, I get a fat stack. The new arrival, call me the new arrival. By no means a preacher, but I do believe the Bible. Convicted and we stick together almost like we tribal. Not that ink up on your arm, something a little more primal. The new arrival, call me the new arrival. By no means a preacher, but I do believe the Bible. Convicted and we stick together almost like we tribal. Not that ink up on your arm, something a little more primal.
That was the new arrival from the veteran. You were telling us before a little bit about this song. Tell us about actually going into the studio and recording this song and the process. How your environment inspired what you wrote for this song?
It really was more like the time that I was going through in my life, and I was having a pretty bad time, making some stupid choices that didn't make it any better. And then the big thing happened with Chris Kyle. It all just piled up, a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I just had to get, you know, a whole bunch off my chest, and that's pretty much what happened when I sat down and wrote that song.
So you were mentioning before actually being in the military. How did that experience, obviously within this song, but just in general, affect the material that you write?
Well, I don't know so much that it affects what I write, but my overall perspective, I guess, because the discipline that I was taught teaches me, you know, sit down, shut up, keep pushing. I don't care if it takes another hour, you got to get this done. You know, when most people would be getting in bed, I'm up working on music because I've just put my kid to bed and I worked all day. So now I finally get my chance. And it's that extra drive, I guess, I was taught to force yourself to do things when you really want something.
And how does the structure of, I guess what I'm trying to say is, how does what the structure of family and the family that you have, how does it push you to what you try to do musically?
Well, I know my family's behind me. My wife supports me. She makes that very clear. And the other day, my kid wasn't happy until I held her in my arms while I recorded one of my verses on my new songs. So, I mean, it's obvious that they're there for me, and it just helps me to be a little more motivated when I probably would give up. Because all real artists will tell you that at least one point, they have thought about just absolutely saying I am done. And knowing that I got them behind me, it helps me to keep going.
I hear you on that. Besides for hosting, I'm an artist myself, and you know, there are times when you get burnt out, but then you look to your fan base, whether that's within your own family or whoever it is that's cheering you on, and it's just that extra bit of motivation that you really need to just push through it and keep trucking through.
Right.
So tell us about this song, Lolo.
Lolo is the new release from Convicted Entertainment, which is my company, released by Dirty South Kings. It is actually myself and another artist, Big T. That one is actually going to be released worldwide April 5th officially. It will be available on Spotify, Rhapsody, Amazon, all over the internet.
All right, let's get right into it. And I want to give you another, some more opportunities to promote this single. And I know we had a few little hiccups with today's show, so I want to invite you to come back and talk with us some more on Friday as well.
That sounds great. I'll be here.
All right, so here it is. It's The Veteran with Lolo. Veteran on the line with us right now. It's time for some rapid fire questions, and then we're gonna go straight to an encore of one of these two songs that the veteran will choose for us to close out the show with. So, rapid fire questions. If there is someone living or dead, you could have that one shot to perform with, who would it be?
To perform with?
To actually share the stage with and get...
Actually share the stage with? As crazy as it sounds, with all the awesome artists there are out there, I would absolutely have to say Eminem. Because for the time that he has been in the music industry, he has absolutely revolutionized the sound of music as far as hip-hop. He has changed. He has pushed it in a direction that hip-hop probably never would have gone.
Now, who would your fan base be surprised to know that you listen to?
I will actually randomly listen to old country. I know. That's so messed up, but my dad listened to the country, and he did when I was growing up, so it's kind of... There's a couple of songs I like, but it's not really my cup of tea.
Let's see, rapid fire questions. I see you have a little fan in the background there.
That's my daughter. Yeah. She loves being around Daddy when he's in the studio.
Does she have a favorite song between these two?
I think she likes Lolo the best. So let's get in here and dance to it.
So... how does your surroundings, where you grew up and where you are now, how does that affect the music that you write?
It has a very, very substantial influence on my music because a lot of this stuff, I'd say at least 90% of what I write about is something that has occurred in my life. So what happens in my life and where I've been and what I've done has a major influence in my lyrics, as I think it has with a lot of artists.
Where can fans find you online?
All over the internet. From Twitter to Reverb Nation, Facebook, I'm everywhere. Just Google search. Don't Bing, don't Yahoo. It doesn't work. I don't know why. It has to be Google. Google The Veteran, THAVETERAN. And that whole page is mine.
All right. And do you have any plans for any shows or upcoming videos that you would like to plug?
Right now, there is talk of shooting a couple of videos. We haven't nailed down which songs yet. But the other guy in the song, Lolo, he's kind of like a partner. We do a lot together, and we've been throwing the idea around a lot. So there's probably some videos coming here in the near future. Like I said, single drops April 5th. Album hopefully summer or fall.
All right, and in that song, Lolo, I know you probably mentioned it before, but why don't we can you give a little shout-out for who the feature artist is in that song?
That's my homeboy, Big T. We've done music together for the last 5 years. He's the other half of Dirty South Kings. That's technically a Dirty South Kings release, but since I am the CEO of Convicted Entertainment, I can play it when I want.
Alright. So, which one of these songs, although I have a gut feeling which one you're going to go with, but which song of one of these two songs are we going to give an encore to?
Now, you know I got to give it to Lolo. I got to get the word out. April 5th. Be all over the net. Be looking for it.
Alright, once again, it's the veteran with Lolo.
Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Get it for the low low, get it for the low low. Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Get it for the low low, get it for the low low.
I'm puffin' on that hydro, I get it for the low low. Flying on the highway, drunk folks dead low. Try to get the same shit, cause what you got is so-so. Hit me up, homie, cause what you got is bobo. I've been smoking 60 easy ever since I was 13. Dick around the corner, high as hell, puffin' on some green. You know what I mean? Tower diesel in that purple kush. Only smoke that good shit, I don't mess with Reggie Bush.
I got that Cadillac Creeper, that Raspberry Reaper, that OG Kush shit I sell to your teacher. That blueberry yum yum, bro, you know you want some. So he's got you dumb dumb.
Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Get it for the low low, get it for the low low. Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffin' on that hydro, get it for the low low. Get it for the low low, get it for the low low.
My eyes half open, man, it's obvious. I'm stoned, I've been puffing on that hydro and it's got me in the zone. As I roll another fatty up before I leave my home, I think my homies gotta try this, so I get him on the phone. Big D, pick up a shell and head on over to my place, cause I got something here guaranteed to put your ass in space. I promise you this other shit will put a smile on your face. If we smoke a whole blunt, we ain't gon' do nothing all day.
I took you here to the lab, now I'm feeling high as hell, and I'm staring at the ceiling, so I guess I'm might as well keep on smoking till I'm choking. When my lungs are almost broken, you look me in the eye, you can tell that I've been choking. And I'm puffing on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffing on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffing on that hydro, get it for the low low. Get it for the low low, get it for the low low. Puffing on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffing on that hydro, get it for the low low. Puffing on that hydro, get it for the low low. Get it for the low low, get it for the low low.
That was the Lolo from The Veteran. That's all the time we have today. I want to thank The Veteran for coming in. We'll be talking one-on-one. I'll give you a call back sometime tomorrow. We'll figure out for Friday.
All right, man. Sounds good.
And I want to thank all of our listeners and remind them that they can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour by going to bigstatsidlehour.com or by going to our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce. Check out all the projects I'm involved with. And while you're there at msfpinc.com, that's msfpinc.com, make sure to scroll down to the bottom of that page and look for that beautiful yellow donate button. We're working on starting a foundation, the Big Sats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. So take your time, go to the page, open up your hearts and donate, and we'll see you here next time on Big Sats Idle Hour. Peace.